You're listening to the Salty Saints Podcast with Will and Angela Williams, a podcast meant to motivate you, encourage you, and sometimes convict you to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, grow in your faith, and stand firm to the end. Here are the Salty Saints.
Hey everybody, we are back today to talk about war. So being that is what is the main current event that's in the headlines, we just really can't get around it. And we had mentioned on a previous podcast episode that we were going to start talking about current events. There are so many things unfolding all around us every day. And we just feel like that's where the Lord is leading us to spend some time and just discuss what we see playing out on the world stage. Excuse me. So being that we have said that, this podcast episode is going to talk about war and how we have seen wars in the past and how we believe that this is lining up to fulfill prophecy for the end days. So we just wanted to jump right into Matthew 24, where Jesus tells his disciples what were the signs going to be for, that would signal the end of the world and Jesus's return. And in verse 6 of Matthew 24, Jesus says, "And you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world, but all this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come." So we just feel like it's super important that we understand that these wars and the signs of wars and the threats of wars or rumors of wars is just the beginning, and things are going to get a lot worse. And we've talked about that also on previous episodes, and the need to be prepared both physically, but most importantly, spiritually. So as we say all the time, we should be always building ourselves up in our faith, abiding in Christ, and being about the Father's business while we still have time to do so. So having said all that, I'm going to turn it over to Will and let him make some remarks that he has on war.
Yeah. So one thing about war, we need to really think about it. Neither one of us, Angela or myself, are historians, as in someone that, you know, is that has a degree in history or anything like that. But we can read and we can study and we can look at things and we can look at things of the past. And that's where we've made our mistake at, I believe, in America. We forget about the past. We don't learn from past mistakes. And you, when you look at war, I'm not going to just look at war that America has been in, but we need to look, because this book, you got to realize the Bible is a book that came from the Middle East. It is a Middle Eastern book. It's not an American book. So we can't really think about, we cannot think like Americans when we read the text, when Jesus was talking to his Jewish disciples about when he was going to return. Jesus will return back over in the Middle East. He will return back where Israel is located today. So, but to understand what Jesus is saying, we need to look at it as a global viewpoints. We need to look at it and read the Bible through global eyes, meaning we can't just keep the Bible located here on American soil. We need to read the text as what it says. So war has always been part, when Adam and Eve fell and they were kicked out of the garden, and the first murder that happened was Cain and Abel, Cain murdering Abel. From that point forward, there's always been some sort of bloodshed. There's been death, there's been wars. And the when you think about in the Bible, when we look at wars that happened in the Bible, a lot of it, God initiates the wars with Israel against whoever. And so war is nothing new. We need to realize that war has always been there since the fall of man. And there's times that we should go to war. There should times that there's no other option other than go to war.
There's been plenty of times in the Bible where God specifically had people go to war, you know.
Right.
So
to defend, to really, a lot of times when God initiated war in the Bible, it was because he already knew that these pagan nations were going to corrupt Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to bring in, you know, false gods into the mix of Israel, which it still happened. We saw that. We see that because Israel was not obedient. But I'm not going to digress, but get back onto war. We really need to look at, you know, why there is war. Until when Jesus comes back, does anyone know? Just think about it. What will be the last war? It won't be World War III. World War III will not be the last war. What will be the last war? The War of Armageddon. The Armageddon War. It's going to be the war against good and evil. It's going to be the ultimate war against God and Satan. And you know that war has been going on since Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, from that point of temptation forward, that war has been being fought in the heavenlies. It's being fought in the spiritual realm. And it's a major war. But there's going to be a war of flesh and a war of bloodshed at the end of days. And we need to realize that. But the wars that we see today is just a type and shadow of the ultimate war, really. It's always, whenever you look at what a pure, if you would say pure war is, it's usually a nation that tries to conquer another nation for its own gain. Typically, they have their own agenda, and the country that is defending itself is defending itself against a nation that's trying to take it over. So to have that understanding, that nation should go to war with the other nation to defend itself. So that is a good thing. But this is where everything kind of starts to fall apart. When you look at behind the scenes and you see the agendas and you see people playing nations against themselves and you see these corrupt leaders, mm-hmm, that are basically pawns in a bigger plan. And that's what we're seeing today. When we are looking at Russia attacking Ukraine, I had a brain fart, sorry, Ukraine, we really look at that, we are right now, we're like, you know, I am not pro-Russia by no means. I'm not, but at the same time, I feel for the people of Ukraine, the normal, everyday citizens that are losing their homes, their livelihoods, their family members. I feel for them.
We also feel for the innocent people in Russia.
That's
who,
right,
have been brought into this because of their government, not by their choice or any, you know, part of their own doing, and they're having to suffer the consequences that are being, you know, being projected back,
yeah,
on.
I mean, the Russian people, they get up in the morning, they brush their teeth, they eat breakfast, and they go to work. They are just like you and me. But when you have a government that is making that country go to war against another country, and you know what we only know, to be honest, you need to be honest with this. When you look at all the corrupt news media that's out there, and these news media are telling you one thing about Russia and telling you one thing about Ukraine, are they telling the truth about what's really happening? It's kind of like whenever you've heard of two people getting into a fist fight, and you know one person, and so you automatically root for that person because you know them, and you're like, well, that other person must have provoked the other guy. But when you find out behind the scenes that the person you know actually is the one that started the fight, and is the one that's in the wrong, you have to make a choice to say, man, you're wrong for beating up this guy. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have to we don't know what's behind the scenes on every part of this. We know that Ukraine, you know, is their president right now is being lifted up as this great man, but he's an actor. Not just saying that, he really is an actor. He acted in movies. So he can very easily play a part. And I'm not saying it, don't get me wrong, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying that he's bad. I don't know enough if he's bad or playing a part. But we don't know, even the what we see in the news, we really don't know yet. So what Russia is doing is wrong on how they are doing it. But you know what? That's between Russia and Ukraine. And right now, Ukraine, when we look at, if we get involved with that, you know, and we are already involved in it, and when you get people in our government and even prior government officials like Hillary Clinton, that's all for Ukraine and all against Russia. And to me, it makes me want to think. It makes me really want to think, okay, what is the bigger picture here when you have a demonic witch like her that has the same narrative, that same understanding as most everybody right now? Something must not be right. We have to really look at it. But you got to understand war on American understanding of war is capital gain. War in from America's point of view, majority of the time we make money off of it. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot, but we make a lot. There's always an agenda for the war. I'm going to briefly tell you real quick how many we've had from the early 1900 to present day. I'm going to name all the wars, and you do the research yourself on why we went to war from early 1900 on, and tell me if there wasn't a bigger agenda behind it. First war, 1914, was the first war in the early 1900s. Was World War I. That lasted to 1914 to 1918. 1939 to 1945 was World War II. 1950 to 1953 was Korean War. 1960 to 1975, Vietnam War. 1961, Bay of Pigs invasion. That's United States versus Cuba. 1983, Grenada. 1989, U.S. invasion of Panama. 1990 to 91, Persian Gulf War. 1995 to 96, intervention in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I know I butchered that. That was United States as part of NATO acted as peacekeepers in former Yugoslavia. 2001 to present, invasion of Afghanistan, which we now know just ended. 2003 to 11, invasion of Iraq. 2004 to present, war in Northwest Pakistan. Present, that means we're still in that. 2007 to present, Somalia and northeastern Kenya. 2009 to 16, Operation Ocean Shield, Indian Ocean. That's NATO allies versus Somali pirates. 2001, intervention in Libya. 2011, pardon me. U.S. and NATO allies versus Libya. 2011 versus 2017, that's the Lord's Resistance Army. That's U.S. and allies against the Lord's Resistant Army in Uganda. 2014 to 2017, U.S.-led intervention in Iraq. 2014 to present, U.S.-led intervention in Syria. 2015 to present, Yemen Civil War. 2015 to present, U.S. intervention in Libya. That is 20 wars that we have been part of since 1914. And we need to really look at America's agenda and all that. Are we really supposed to be the world's police? And I say no. I served in the United States Air Force right out of high school. And so I can say, I can honestly make that claim because I served in the military. So But the understanding of this is that war, why are we, you know, this whole agenda, you need to look at propaganda. Mm-hmm. Whenever you look at any major war, when you look at other countries, let's look at Hitler. Hitler, when that's a whole podcast in itself with a bunch of people that are nerds that love history. When you talk about Hitler, the propaganda that he made is the same propaganda that America today in our in the liberal agenda of communism, socialism, communism, and eventually Marxism, and then eventually dictatorship is exactly the same route that Hitler has taken, that he took during World War II to become who he was to the people of Germany. So we need to look at, you know, war. Yes, if there's a good reason for us to go to war and to protect and to help one of our allies in a true way, you got to understand, we are directly involved with Ukraine, but they are not part of NATO. And you got to understand, NATO was set up strictly against Russia. NATO was set up for Russia to go to war with Russia. So when you do your research and you look at all this stuff that's happening, is it true that we have 5 bio labs that are U.S. Approved, U.S. Appointed in Ukraine? If that's true, think about it. Would we want Mexico to set up, or China come set up in Mexico to have a bio lab right there? Absolutely not. You have to look at it from different points of view of where we're at for a borderline versus, you know, what's happening over there. But you got to understand that Russia is an independent nation that can do what they want to do. And if they cross a line, they cross that line, and then you have to step in. And people right now think they've crossed the line with this war against Ukraine. And to determine that, we have to really look at how many people are we willing to kill for that agenda. Would a nuclear war be suffice in this? Would that be worth it to go and protect a country? And you got to realize right now, when you look at the morality over in Ukraine, the morality in Ukraine overall is very low, just like it is in America. Mm-hmm. It's very low. They're pro-homosexual. They're pro-abortion. There's so many things that are similar, because America wanted to transform Ukraine into them, into us. And Russia was like, we don't want that. And you got to understand, I'm not pro-Russia. I'm pro-humanity. I'm pro-Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need to look at it from Jesus's point of view and not merely from a human point of view. We need to look at it through God's eyes and not the eyes of men with agendas.
Exactly. And we need to see how these wars, what kind of effect are they having on humanity? Yes, we have been told in God's word that they are part of prophecy that must be fulfilled before Jesus returns. But at the same time, what is the cause that we are willing to fight for as Christians, brothers and sisters? I'm talking to us, you know, first and foremost. The mission for us is always to save souls. That's what we want to do, to preach the gospel, to make disciples, to go forth with the message every day that we are allowed to do so. And we have to understand that we have to care and have concern and empathy for people who are losing their lives or losing family members, losing children to these wars, you know, going at sending them out to fight for their country. And, you know, that's always been a very noble thing to do. But under these corrupt governments, which is what we see on a worldwide scale. I mean, like Will said, he's really into history, as you can tell. He's the one to talk most on this topic on this episode because he knows a lot more about these things than what I know. But I mean, we just try to be discerning of the times that we're living in. We try to get our news and everything from reputable sources, definitely not mainstream media or left-wing leaning organizations. But, you know, just like he said, we don't know the truth as what's being portrayed in the media. So we really just have to be discerning, and we really have to keep our focus on, like I said, spreading the gospel, what God has put us here for in such a time as this, when we are seeing this escalation of wars and rumors of wars. We know that it's just part of the end. And we cannot hang our hats on anything the government tells us. I think if anything that these past couple of years have shown us is that the government is going to fail us every time. They are not our savior. They will never be our savior. There is one savior, and that is Jesus Christ alone. So that is where our hope lies. That is where we put our trust. That is where we find security and peace. And I just, having said that, I want to give a plug. We did a co-hosted episode podcast with a friend of ours at One Little Candle podcast last week, and the episode is out. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. Y'all should go listen to it. It's really good. And that's exactly what we discussed in that, was that people are trusting too much in government. So y'all be sure to go listen. It's part one of a two-part series. So I'm sure within the next week or two, she'll be putting out the second part. And y'all let us know what you think of that episode. So as we get into more of these prophetic events, you know, really shaping up and taking place, we want to talk to y'all about it because we really want to be prepared, all of us. And that is the purpose of our mission, the purpose of our ministry, the purpose of this podcast and our blog and all that we do, is that we really want to draw people closer to Christ. We really want to preach the gospel in every way that we can, so that those who are not yet followers would have, you know, the opportunity presented to them to come into the kingdom of God and see where hope truly does lie. And we want to encourage the saints to stand firm to the end and to be ready for whatever may come on this earth. Because as we know, as Jesus goes through this Olivet Discourse, the overarching theme of his message is it's going to get much worse and we're going to need perseverance. So that is, I think, the most important thing is we don't need to be. Jesus himself told us, don't panic. Don't panic when you see these things taking place. This is only the first of the birth pains with more to come. So we have to understand and wrap our minds around that. I know it's hard. And as Will said at the beginning, talking about war, you know, we personally have not experienced a war in our lifetime. Now, all of those wars that he just mentioned that we've been involved in, yes, those have all occurred in our lifetime. And have y'all heard of any of them? I mean, there are not very many that we have been aware of or that have affected us in such a personal way.
World War I and World War II were the two biggest wars that really affected every human being, you know, from the people that are at home. Now, when a mother has her son in war, it affects that household.
Oh, of course. But those were before us, though. That's what I'm saying. In our lifetime.
And when you look even at the Vietnam War, it affected the world, per se, mainly America, when you look at the 60s and you look at how everything is, but not like World War I and World War II.
Yeah.
That is when people were actually relying on each other to survive, mm-hmm. here back in the States and other countries that had men and women that went to war.
And y'all, to be real, we may be coming into times like that. Rumors of war and actually seeing war take place, as Will said, we are already involved in this war. So no telling what may come of this. And we really need to band together, especially as the body of Christ. But as times get harder, you know, we already know that the economy is in the gutter. I mean, we are seeing inflation and prices on everything go up and especially the gas. Y'all know that if y'all have tried to go anywhere in the past few weeks to to a month or two, I mean, whatever it's been, that they're steadily rising. I know really ever since Biden has gone into office, we've just seen, honestly, America really go by the wayside. I mean, we're just steadily falling worse and worse. And we have to understand that everything has been written, that none of this is a surprise to God. And our most important focus and mission is to continue to do His work, no matter what the circumstances are that are going on all around us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to, whenever you look at the times that we are about to be, we're approaching, and it's similar to the Great Depression.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the Great Depression, the difference, hear me out on this. The difference, the people back in that day was not addicted to entertainment as we are today with like TV and electronics. People of that day, actually, they already were in a survival mode because of the day and time they were living in. But then when you had the Great Depression hit and people went to work, some people, you know, they did anything and everything to make, you know, the littlest amount of money. People today won't do that. Yeah. The difference today than people of that era is that we are highly addicted to entertainment. We're highly addicted to electronics.
Comfort.
We're highly addicted to comfort. So when you take all that away, people will do anything and everything to get it back. The people of that day, you go back and study the Great Depression and just really look at what, you know, how they survived. And they survived because they really loved one another. Of course, you had people that were, you know, that were thieves or whatnot. But overall, people helped one another. So when we look at wars and rumors of wars and things of that economic collapse and all these things, we've experienced all that already. It's just getting worse and worse, and it's going to continue to get worse and worse. So we might do another podcast on this topic, but go a little deeper on what we believe with the four horsemen and kind of talk about that on what that looks like and the seals.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great episode.
Yeah, we can do that soon. That all ties in to the prophetic events that are shaping up or taking place. So I think that'd be really good too. That's the direction that we feel like the Lord is leading us now in this time, rather than going through a book and, you know, teaching or I guess giving commentary per se as what we've been doing through 1 Peter. We kind of want to shift gears a little bit, but I will say that 1 Peter has been very good and has talked a lot about these events. Mm-hmm. In fact, the one that we did last was called The End Is Near, because mm-hmm. that's what Peter was saying, that the end of the world is very near. So, everything has been good and everything has been according to God's leading. And so we just thank y'all so much for listening in. And we always enjoy getting to be on with y'all and bring y'all messages that God has put on our hearts. And we look forward to bringing you our next message very soon. And we hope that you all have a wonderful day.
God bless you. And remember, go share Jesus with someone.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks so much for listening in to the podcast. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You can listen to our previous shows and read our blog post at www.saltysaints.blog.